O mankind, eat of what is lawful and clean on the earth, and do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan. Surely he is your open enemy. He enjoins you to commit evil and indecency, and to say certain things against Allah about which you have no knowledge. When it is said to them, follow what Allah has revealed, they reply, nay, we will follow what our forefathers practiced. Well, even if their forefathers had no sense at all and lacked guidance? The parable of those who reject faith is like cattle, which call out to them as one may hear nothing but a shout and a cry, since they are unable to understand. They are deaf, dumb, and blind, and understand nothing. O believers, eat the clean things which we have provided for you, and give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you worship only Him. He has forbidden you to eat dead meat, blood, the flesh of swine, and that on which any name other than Allah has been invoked. But if someone is compelled by absolute necessity, intending neither to sin nor to transgress, they shall incur no sin. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, merciful. Surely those who conceal any part of the book which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed and sell His revelations for a petty price, they shall swallow nothing but fire into their bellies. On the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will neither speak to them nor purify them, and they shall have painful punishment. These are the kind of people who barter guidance for error and forgiveness for punishment. How stubborn are they to encounter hellfire? Their doom is because Allah has revealed a book with the truth. Surely those who seek causes of dispute in the book, the Quran, are in extreme schism and divergence.